Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase. Looks like Josh Norman has found a new home. The Buffalo Bills. 1 year, $6 million.
That's interesting.
Josh Norman's star has fallen a bit.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, you know, because as I put up there, Sean McDermott was Norman's DC with the Panthers, so there's familiarity. And I don't know how much he has left in the tank, but, you know, the Bills are decent.
You don't think Josh Norman, a 1 year, $6 million deal, is a star has fallen?
Sure.
Do you remember the contract he signed with the Redskins?
Yeah, sure, it's fallen, but, you know, how many times do you see a guy go and have that 1 year prove it deal, Ryan Tannehill, and then see what happens? So, could be that. Never know. And he's going to be in a defense he's familiar with.
Well, and they have a good defense. I would suspect he will help them a lot, but he's 32 years old. And I don't know. I'll be curious to see how it plays out in Buffalo. Speaking of that, legal tampering period starts on a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the NFL is open for business when it comes to free agency, and they've got until Thursday, about an hour after we get off the air, to use your tag or tags, however you want to, right? Depending on what you do. So we will know something on that front if John Robinson is planning on hitting somebody with a tag. True?
Yep.
They've got until Thursday to do that.
I will say that we will have a clearer picture on things because I guess all signs point to Derrick Henry being the one, unless it comes out in the next few days that they've reached a long-term agreement with him, which that changes things. Then do you know, what do you do with the tag? Do you go Conklin? Do you go Tannehill? But I'm of the belief that Ryan Tannehill is going to test free agency. And that's going to be what happens, and that leads us into this. So ESPN, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Tom Brady's going to be a free agent. So he has not re-signed yet with New England. I know, Elijah. I mean, it's news to me, too. So they've been talking about it nonstop. And they've done this, the NFL Nation, they've done this article on ESPN.com that they're playing out Tom Brady's free agency, 4 offers, 1 winner, and $60 million guaranteed is the headline. And so they came up with 4 teams that realistically are in the running to sign Tom Brady. The Patriots are included in that. And then each team has need and cap space to sign him. There are 6 other teams popularly linked with chasing Brady that our reporters believe will pass on him and pursue other options. That is according to ESPN.
Okay, so where do you want to start?
So I'll give you New England.
Okay, let's start with New England.
And they lay this out. New England's offer, according to these people, 5 years, $125 million would be their offer.
Not going to happen.
Average per year, $25 million. Full guarantee at signing, $37.5 million. Total guarantee, $50 million, 3-year payout, $75 million, if option bonus is picked up. So they go on to kind of give the explanation that, yes, it's 5 years, but it's what Floyd Reese has always kind of told us.
After the first year, he used to tell agents, write down whatever amount you want.
Right.
Third, fourth, fifth, 6 years, write down whatever you want.
They say, in essence, the first 2 years of the deal would be similar to what quarterback Drew Brees signed with the Saints before 2018, $50 million over 2 years. That's fair market value and a compromise is what it says. So the other 3 years are kind of like whatever. So that's kind of how they look at it. So that's from the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Now we move in to the outsiders. The Los Angeles Chargers. 2 years, $64 million. Average per year, $32 million. Full guarantee at signing, $64 million. The total guarantee is $64 million. So basically, they're saying it's a fully guaranteed 2-year contract at $32 million a year.
Okay.
Now, if I'm looking at that as Tom Brady, he cares about the money. That's a pretty good deal, right?
Sure.
Because you're making $32 million. You can go to LA, TB12. That's good for the brand. Good for Giselle. Good for the family. And we have discussed on this show, even before the Titans became a thought, that the LA Chargers seemed like a good fit for him. it's a two-year deal that takes him to 45, which is what he's always said. He's always said he'd play until he's 45. So that right there looks like it could be a good one for
Chargers
him.
Have just under 50 mil in cap space.
Yep, so they got the room to do that. The next team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 3 for $102 million, average per year $34 million. Full guarantee at signing, $68 million. The total guarantee would be $68 million. 3-year payout would be the $102 million.
But by the way, let's pause for just a second. What's interesting about the Chargers is they have a very, very, very high draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what are they, 6th overall? And so don't most people have them taking a franchise or what they will deem as their next franchise quarterback?
They could.
Justin Herbert.
But
Teron Davenport, Jordan Love.
But think about this. Even if you're spending a top 10 pick on a quarterback, let's say they take Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Justin Herbert is a day one starter. I don't really think he's an NFL quarterback, if I'm being honest. I just don't. I don't see that being a good
I definitely have a lot of question marks.
So do I. But if you do that, you have him sit behind Tom Brady for a couple years.
No, that's what I'm saying. So you think the Chargers are going to draft somebody 6th overall at the quarterback position if they went that route?
I think you trade out of the pick.
Sit for 2 years?
Yeah,
is the first time you see your franchise quarterback because Tom Brady doesn't have a history of getting hurt. Last time he was hurt was 2011?
Yep.
10? Whatever. I mean, it's been almost a decade.
When Matt Castle took over,
2011? And so that does not seem realistic. Like, sitting a year is one thing. Like, Mahomes sat a year.
Yep.
But I can't imagine, I mean, anybody having their draft pick, 6th overall, sit for 2 years in the NFL.
But it's a risk that you might be.
That seems like a little bit of a stretch.
It is, but it's also a very unique position to be in.
Yep.
Because think about this. And I know that there are people out there like, well, he didn't mentor Jimmy G. He doesn't care about him. And yeah, but you sit there in the same meeting room. You watch him work. You watch him at practice. You know, you're working with the quarterback's coach together. You're still going to learn some things. Just because Tom isn't coming, walking over to you and sitting down and going, all right, you see what I just did on that route? Well, this is how I did that and yada, yada, yada. He's not going to do that. Brett Favre didn't do that to Aaron Rodgers, but you can't tell me for a second that Aaron Rodgers didn't learn a thing or two from sitting behind Brett Favre.
I think it's only natural, whether it's a friendly relationship or a hands-on relationship, even if it's a distant relationship, if you're just paying attention and you get to see somebody work, a Hall of Famer work in front of you every day, and you get to be around them every day, you are going to pick up stuff. I mean, period, bottom line. I mean, you just are. Like I said,
yep.
The relationship doesn't have to be UC Soros Pecorine, right? I mean,
and they're not all
going to
be that
way. It can be distant, and yet you can learn a lot. Okay, so now you're at the Bucs?
The Bucs. So the Bucs, that's a 3-year deal for $102 million, 68 guaranteed. The average is 34 per year. But again, the most important number to look at with these contracts is how much is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And we said that the Chargers, that's fully guaranteed for 2 years. This one, only $68 million guaranteed. If he plays the full 3 years, the 3-year payout will be $102 million. But, you know, $34 million a year. Now that's going up. The 4th offer. Care to take a guess?
Well, it's got to be the Titans. Yeah, I mean, give me a break.
The Tennessee Titans, 4 years, $112 million. The average per year is $28 million. The full guarantee at signing is $56 million with some bonuses. Total guarantee is $60 million. If you got him for 3 years, because even though they're signing 4, you got to think in 3 years because that's the most realistic, they'd pay out $81 million. So let that sink in. You're paying him $28 million a year. We've heard, you know, does Tannehill command 30? You know, what's in there? We've also suggested that if they franchise tag Tannehill, it would be around 27, 28, something like that. You pay $20 million a year, guaranteeing 60 for Tom Brady. I'd do that.
I would. Well, I mean, why would you do it? You said you're in the Tannehill camp.
I would. I did. But I'm saying for this exercise of this offer, if that's the offer, then you do that. I mean, we're pretending Tannehill's not there right now. I still go with Tannehill, but especially if you got him at $28 million a year. But that's a fair price. All of these, I think getting in the 34, you're pushing it a little bit, but
Titans have about $55 million in cap space. They're in good shape.
Yeah, 28 doesn't break you.
Mm-mm.
Because that's probably what you're going to be looking at with Tannehill, too. So that gives you a good ballpark.
Well, we've heard more.
Yeah, we have.
Tannehill possibly more.
This is what they say in the article. Quarterbacks like Brady don't hit the market often, and he could cash in. Giving Brady a four-year deal with half of the money guaranteed in the first 2 years of the deal, though, works for both parties. If the Titans decide to part ways with Brady after two seasons, the deal essentially becomes 2 years, $56 million. If Brady decides he wants to play his age 45 season but do it somewhere else, he could force the Titans' hand and it wouldn't cost them much to release him. So
nothing's changed on my end. I mean, I've made it abundantly clear. If you have the chance to get Tom Brady, you get Tom Brady, period.
Yep.
Period, bottom line. For everybody that thinks they know what, you know, he's hit the wall or that's it, you don't know. Just like Charlie Weiss just said, none of us know. I don't know if you've seen the comments by Charlie Weiss. I've talked to Tom.
He's talked to Tommy. Yep.
And
Tommy
says nobody knows. So whatever you're hearing, nobody knows. And you know what? I mean, there's probably a little bit of truth to that because in the end, Tommy holds all the cards. He holds literally all the cards. But he's also talking to people. So there are other people who know. So don't tell me that nobody knows because they do. Okay? Tommy is talking to other people. He's not just keeping it all, you know, inside and he's not speaking to anyone. That's not the case. But to me, nobody knows. Nobody knows just the same way nobody knows how Ryan Tannehill is going to be. You have no guarantees at all. None.
So
to me, with that being said, for everything that we've talked about and what he means to a brand, it's a no-brainer for me. It really is. It's a no-brainer. Your franchise, if you're asking me on the business side of things, what's good for business? And a lot of you will say, well, if Tannehill's the better quarterback and they'll be more successful, then the answer is him. Yeah, but one, you don't know that. If you're saying just flat out on the business side of things, who brings Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, national exposure, marketing, ticket sales, merchandise sales, talk, discussion, that's worth money. You understand that, right? Who brings all of that more than the other? It's a no-brainer.
So let me.
TB12 is the no-brainer answer. He brings all of that and more than Ryan Tannehill. He just does. That's not even an opinion. That's just a fact.
Sure. He's a Hall of Famer. So this article goes on. Dan Graziano then comes in and plays the role of Tom Brady.
Okay.
And actually makes a decision.
Okay.
You want that now or on the other side?
Let's do that on the other side.
Call that a tease.
Yeah, I
Tom
actually
Brady's
want to hear
decision.
This. I don't know the answer, so I'm
okay.
I'm just as curious as everybody out there listening.
I will read it word for word.
Tom Brady's decision on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Well, I actually texted busting his chops, saying, "Isn't it hilarious that a 42-year-old quarterback is controlling all the conversation about free agency?" And then he texted back, he goes, "Look, it, no one knows anything." He goes, "Nobody knows anything." And I said, well you know, they all seem like they know anything. I don't ever talk to Tommy about subjects like this because I don't want to be that pain in the butt friend that says, "Hey, can you give me a scoop so I can tell everyone?" But I told him that, you know, every time I turn around, this person said this or this person said that. He goes, "Well, then clean it up." He goes, "Tell him that if I don't know, how is anyone else going to know?" So the bottom line here is that he has not made a decision. I don't know if the Patriots made a decision, but I can tell you that the people in the know certainly are not talking. For all those media types who sit there and say, here's what's happening, they have no clue.
There you go, Charlie Weiss, summing it up. Those media types have no clue. Charlie continuing to run out to the mailbox every week to see what check has come in. He's got the greatest gig ever. Still getting paid by 14 schools.
Yes, he is.
Notre Dame will be paying his family members when he's gone. Is there anybody who racked up more checks after they've been fired than Charlie Weiss?
I'm trying to think of more.
It's Bobby Bonilla-esque.
Well, yeah. It really is. It's the gift that just keeps on giving.
Ski Mask Hall of Famer in terms of coaches.
Bobby's is pretty sweet.
Yeah, his is good.
The Ski Mask GOAT, the greatest of all time ski mask wearer, is Bobby Bonilla. So he's kind of in a level of his own. But Charlie Weiss, when it comes to coaches, has his own tier as well.
How nice would it be to go out and know that every year on a certain date that you're getting a check for $1 million?
I would like that. I would like that a lot.
Would you?
I would. It would change a lot of things for me.
I don't know if it'd be for the better. I would hope so.
I might be in the desert more.
Yeah, I worry about you a lot, so I don't know if that would be a good thing.
That'd be fine. Look, I'm getting more and more responsible. It's good. All right, let's go to, speaking of responsible.
You probably have cleaner teeth.
Yeah, I do. Yep.
That was a joke from Twitter over the weekend.
I was like, what? Okay. all right, this is the decision from Tom.
Tommy. Drum roll.
From Tommy.
This is the drum roll for NFL Nation.
So Dan Graziano.
So paint the picture again for people just tuning in that didn't hear our last segment conversation.
So NFL Nation did an article on ESPN where they have four teams that have a legitimate shot at landing Tom Brady. They issued four contract offers for Brady. So the Patriots did one, the Chargers, the Bucks, and the Titans. Those are the four teams that issued offers. So now Dan Graziano is going to play the role of Tom Brady. So he starts off, and I won't read the whole thing, but I'll give you the cliff notes. Looking at these four offers side by side, it's a two-team race between the Bucks and the Titans. Money obviously isn't everything to me at this point in my career, but you've got to at least get into the right ballpark if you want to compete. I've loved everything about my time with the Patriots. Who wouldn't? However, Bill, your offer just isn't respectful, man. I've always been willing to take the little hometown haircut to help with the cap, but the last couple of years, you haven't exactly used all that cap room to put together a real offense for me. So how do I trust that you'll do that now?
Boom.
Sorry, man, it's been real. See you at all the reunions.
Wow.
Chargers.
By the way, we had on someone from the Boston Herald on Friday's show who's been covering Tom Brady for a while. And she said, when I asked at the end of the interview, what are the percentage chances of Tom Brady returning to the Patriots next season? Mm-hmm. Her answer, less than 50%.
Yep. And I feel that way. I mean, we asked Andrew Brandt
in Boston.
We asked Andrew Brandt earlier.
Team knows Tom Brady's covered him for a long time. Said less than 50%. And in this, Graziano says two team race.
Yep.
Bucks, Titans.
Yep. Well, here's something else. He goes, you're offering $25 million a year in a place with a state income tax, while two non-income tax states are offering $28 million and $34 million. Sorry, man. Been real. See you at all the reunions. So Patriots, out. Chargers, you're light too, especially when I'm looking at that 13.3% California income tax rate.
Yep.
I'm a football player, not a mathematician.
But to what we've talked about so much on the hockey side, you have to make millions more just for it to be equal to a state like Tennessee or Florida that has no state income tax.
Yeah. I mean, listen to this. This is how Graziano writes it. I'm a football player, not a mathematician, but I do have a calculator on my phone. And your $32 million a year works out to about $27.7 million after state taxes. Full guarantee is nice, but dude, I'm Tom Brady. I don't need to be chasing Kirk Cousins' accomplishments.
Which 27.7 is what? Less than 28 that yep. in this projected offer would have the Titans giving Tom Brady, guaranteed.
Yep.
Think about that. $32 million, and that trims it down because of their state income tax to 27.7 equal to a state like Tennessee. Tell you what, the ones that have figured that out over the years, I know we talk about it a lot more today, but those are the real agents that could get to the ear of their client and help them understand that, because I think there for a long time, they just never had any clue. They just, well, and honestly, the agents don't care because they want the highest number. They mm-hmm. want what looks good, what's presented to the public, right? The bigger the number, whether it's true or not, or what they're actually making, the agent sometimes just wants the bigger number. It just makes them look better. Like, look what I negotiated. But interesting. So two-team race,
yep.
Bucks, Titans.
This is funny, too, how Graziano does this. So it's Bucks or Titans, and oh boy, is that Tampa Bay offer a fat one. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard, Bruce Arians. Sounds like a bunch of fun, especially at those numbers. I seriously considered it, and my agent thinks I'm nuts for turning it down. But in the end, as I said, money isn't going to be the final deciding factor, and I'm not sure playing in Drew Brees' division gives me the clearest path to the playoff bye I've always loved so much. Plus, Vrabes is my guy. We won the Super Bowl together as players, and now I'm going to try and win one or two with him as my coach. The money's solid. There was no state-earned income tax in Tennessee, and the Titans were in the AFC Championship game less than 2 months ago. I love the A.J. Brown kid, and handing the ball off to Derrick Henry seems like the kind of thing that'll help keep me healthy, even if the coronavirus pandemic cleans the Nashville health food stores out of their avocado ice cream. I'm saying goodbye to New England and hooking up with the last team to beat me. Tighten up.
Dan Graziano.
Well done. So there you go.
So I'll just leave you with this again, because we're going to bring in a GM. Our GM on the other side.
And there's six teams that pass on him.
There's a lot to break down, but I'll leave you with this. And I get it. You've all heard my stance. Everybody knows where Willie is and where you are on this show. Okay. But just think about that. If next week this were to happen. You think about what the reaction is going to be like in this market. You just think about that. And I want to know if none of that existed, or let's just say he went somewhere else, and then the reaction to, for all the people in the Ryan Tannehill camp, like yourself and Willie, are you still like, if he were to sign with the Bucks and to know that it was realistic, he was not going back, which everybody keeps saying that he's not going back, and to know that it was realistic, and he went to the Bucks, and the Titans come out and say, hey, no big deal. We've still got our guy, Ryan Tannehill. And you just think about the reaction for that and what the reaction of Tom Brady's going to Nashville to play for the Titans.
I think the reaction, and I know that you said it all along, that Peyton Manning was a courtesy visit. But looking at it from the fans' point of view, there were still fans that believed if VFL was coming to town. I think the reaction is probably going to be similar of, wow, did we really have a shot? Even though we know now that they didn't really have a shot with Peyton Manning. But I think because you asked that question last week. You asked me how, you know, even though I've been on Tannehill, how would I look at this? And I'm going to be honest, now that it's so real and we're so in it, like it's going to be interesting how the reaction is and how I feel.
But you can't say that when you lay it out that way, Tannehill's the better option when you know Tom Brady sets this market on fire.
It gets turned upside down.
We could have this moment in a week and a half. This market could get turned upside down. Literally, it would be the water cooler talk. It would be the discussion piece everywhere.
I'm not going to lie.
And you're not going to get even, you're a pimple on an elephant's behind if Tannehill comes back. And that's no, I know that sounds disrespectful to him. And I'm not trying to be. It's just reality. You're comparing Tom Brady, and it's really not compared. There's very few that get to fit anywhere near that discussion. But Tannehill, it just has no movement hardly at all. Tom Brady turns this place upside down. It goes absolutely bonkers.
I'm not going to lie. When I read that line, I'm saying goodbye to New England and hooking up with the last team to beat me, tighten up.
Now, you tell me.
I got a little.
You tell me what this market does on. I don't have a calendar in front of me. I'm just.
When it becomes official, I'm
just going to make up a date. Okay. March 21st, the Titans have sent out a release at 1 o'clock. Tom Brady meets the media and he addresses everything. A Tom Brady Titans press conference. Think about that. Everything changes. Just think about that. As opposed to they've re-upped Ryan Tannehill, there'll be a press conference at 1 o'clock on that same day.
Yeah.
You see the difference? You can't, no matter what camp you're in, you can't realistically say, you know what, I feel good either way. Come on. That day leading up to that press conference, workplaces, you'll be lucky to get any production. My guess is the TV stations would air it live locally. Locally and nationally. NFL Network, give me a break.
Yep. And by the way, let me give full credit because I said this was NFL Nation. TD is who came up with these numbers for the Titans.
Teron?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Why don't they mention him in there?
Yeah, it's at the very bottom.
Is it?
That's why I missed it.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, that makes sense. I'm glad. So he's the one that came up with that on the Titan side? So yeah. These are all the NFL Nation reporters, like Bucks reporter, Chargers reporter for NFL Nation.
I need my man. He's a bold personality. I need his name in bold. So Mike Reese did the Patriots one. Eric Williams, who we've had on, did the Chargers. Yep. Jenna Linea. Jenna Lane.
Oh, there it is. You're right. There it is.
Tampa and then TD.
Okay. Well, they did that for all of them. So I'll tell you why we accidentally skipped over it, because it goes right into what?
The final decision.
The final decision right after that.
The decision.
You're immediately going into that. All right. We'll bring in our GM, the game's GM, Floyd Reese.
Dennis?
Well, Dennis can come in and sit in if he wants. You're right. Got two GMs here, if you think about that away. One on the football side, one on the radio side.
That's right.
We can bring them both in. That's fine. But we'll discuss some of this with Floyd on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase. Jaron, the GM, coming up at 2 o'clock. The GM has popped in, Floyd Reese.
Yes.
Floyd, let me just say this, because now we talk about it so much more. But I want to know, when you were the general manager, how much did you press to an agent that there's no state income tax? Like I said, today, much more awareness. But I don't feel like back then enough people really understood how much. I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars for a big contract. That's the difference.
And I think that's the key issue is, you know, back then a giant contract was maybe $15 million.
True.
Now a contract's $150 million.
Right. Yes.
So the amount of taxes you're talking about are significant. But we stress the point. It's funny, because when you got to the big money deals, the ones that you think they would affect the most, they affected the least, because they really didn't care, you know. But if you had a guy down the line, you know, who the guy making $3 million, I mean, it was, the money was significant to him, because you'd say, okay, your take-home check is going to be, I'm just throwing out numbers, you know, $50,000, $75,000 a week for, you know, this long. Well, now you take a big chunk out of that, and that makes, you know, you're in New York.
Right.
So instead of you getting 50, you're getting 30 or something is a lot different than here where you could get to 50.
What is this time of year like for general managers around the league, for John Robinson and everybody, yeah, knowing that by Thursday you're going to have to figure out your tag situation if you're going to apply a tag or tags, and Monday starts the new thing, the legal tampering. So this window right here, what is it like for a general manager?
The whatever it was before, which was, it's really a no-brainer. You know, they stop and they throw dates up and they give them titles. It doesn't mean anything to you. You know, you're kind of going along business as business. This year, the giant issue is the CBA.
Right.
Because that is going to change so much, not only for the clubs, but for the players. You know, now you think to yourself, and again, you're one of those guys dealing with a $80-100 million contract. Well, maybe you want more than that, and the club is holding back. Well, now all of a sudden, if they pass this new deal, and you find out that, you know, we were negotiating under the old deal, the $80 or $100 million is okay, but now with this new deal, and the increases, no, now I need 110. You know, now I need 115. And so I think there are probably a bunch of players, a bunch of the big-time players, you know, guys that are really, really going to get the money, are kind of, you know, hesitating a little bit just to see exactly where all this goes. But for J-Rob, you know, he's got a ton of problems because of the tags. And, you know, you thought at a point in time you had two tags. You thought, oh, that's great, you know, of the three or four guys that I really need to keep, I'm going to have a chance to keep at least two of them, you know, a solid chance. Now, whether or not it works out is another thing, but you still would have a chance. And now, you know, what do you do? What do you do on what is it, 16th? You know, do you go ahead and tag two guys and have them taken away a day later?
Yeah, Thursday when the first hour of your show. Is when they, what's the deadline, 3 o'clock central or 2 o'clock central?
It's weird because they could franchise tag and transition tag, but they may have to rescind one if the CBA is ratified.
Yeah.
Because then it goes back into some weird thing of where they'd have to
use both. Well, see, this is the one that I was wondering about. Let's say you gave out the tags and the guys signed them before they left the office. That's a legitimate signed contract by two guys for that tag. I wonder how the because you couldn't rescind that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I guess the league could void the contract if they wanted to, but I'm not sure. I mean, I'm going to guess that would spend a lot of time in court.
Hmm. How did you play the projected salary cap? It may go up this, but playing the game of not truly knowing where it's going to be year to year.
Yeah, again, that was a lot easier back then simply because it didn't jump in such increments. You know, I mean,
but for those couple off seasons where you were like right, I mean, you know,
oh, yeah.
you were flirting with the ceiling, every dollar counted, right?
Every dollar counted, and here was the problem that ended up being the hardest for us was we had all the exclusive, restricted players. And each year, you know, the draft was allowing us to keep three or four or five guys from the prior draft that were all exclusive or restricted. Well, each one of those, you know, was, let's say $500,000 for restricted and $300,000 for exclusive. Well, if you get a $3 million bump on the cap, I mean, it's gone before you've ever even looked at veterans, you know? And you say, well, what do I want to do? I don't want to sign any of that rookie class, you know, any of that draft class. I'll just go sign this one veteran. You go, no, I can't do that. You know, you got to keep the young guys. So that was the biggest issue we faced because even though you looked on paper and the cap increased, it seemed like we never ever got the money. You know, never made it to the pocket.
What do you think J-Rob's stress level is right now, knowing that, I mean, there hypothetically he could land one of the four. I mean, he could lose three out of four. He could land two out of four. He could, you know, who knows? But this, in my mind, is his most important offseason as a general manager because he's got two of the most important positions that he's got to address in quarterback and running back, plus a right tackle, a corner, other needs as well. So how would you look at it? I mean, how do you look at this?
Well, I mean, knowing J. Robin, what I would have done also, I mean, you would have been playing this out for the last 6 months, 8 months. I mean, nothing, even though it's the time is coming and, you know, there is a deadline, you've been through so many different scenarios and you're saying, okay, what does your team look like without these two guys? What does it look like without these two guys? Can you win without this guy? Can you? And you go through that. You'll go through that with your personnel people. You go through that with the coaches. You go through that, of course, with Vrabel. And there are, you know, they're constantly moving these pieces around trying to make it fit. You know, you say, well, you know, Logan Ryan is the absolute best guy ever for the locker room, you know, for the team, for the health of the locker room. Is he more important than, you know, another guy just right. because of that? And so, you know, the coach might say, yeah, he is. And the GM might say, you know, wait a second. Let's analyze this a little bit further. You know, how many games are you going to win with? And so it's trying to get all of those pieces put together. I mean, it's never ending. I'll bet they've been through, you know, 10,000 scenarios.
Well, and here's the other part of it. You and I discussed this last week when I did the show with you. I think the Jack Conklin situation almost changes depending on who the quarterback is. And we all look at Tannehill and we look at Brady because those are the top two and the ones that are linked the most. But let's say that both of them are gone. You have different types of quarterbacks that are out there, some mobile, some aren't. And I think that that's where Conklin's importance, even though he's always important, it's raised or lowered. And, you know, he becomes, I think, more of a priority, too.
And that, you know, if Tom is, in fact, part of the equation, then, you know, you've got a whole new set of questions that you have to answer, you know. Is our offensive line suited for this kind of protection?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is the running back going to fit in an offense where he's going to need to catch 40 or 50 passes? You know, does the tight end fit in a offense where he needs to be a slot part of the time? You know, things like that. I mean, there'll be a whole nother list of things that he's going through in his head.
Do you think John or Mike knows who their quarterback's going to be?
Well, if they're tagging Tannehill, you know, or unless, I mean, we haven't even talked
about it. It's a loaded question.
Yeah, but we haven't even talked about the possibility that there's, you know, are a couple of deals done.
Yeah.
A couple of deals real close, because they don't report the deals till the new league year starts.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, Thursday morning, you know, we could have an announcement where there's a whole list of, not necessarily top guys, but a whole list
sure.
of maybe 3, 4, 5 deals that are done.
With guys that are, you know, expiring contracts that they
yeah,
can
Sims
negotiate with.
And, you know, whoever it is you want it down to Sharp, you know, guys
yeah.
like that. And I have no idea if they do or they don't. But I think that, you know, I think I'm not going to be surprised if there aren't a guy or two like that in there.
I bet this time of year and what we're discussing right now, you probably don't miss this stuff.
Amen.
Because I would not want to be. I know he gets paid well, but I would not want to be in his shoes
yeah.
right now.
And this year, like I said, the CBA adds a whole nother
yeah.
level to it, you know, that makes it even that you take a situation as hard as this is. And now all of a sudden you can't even you're not even solid about the game rules that you got to play the game under. You know, they're going to change the rules right in the middle, right at halftime.
Right.
You know, now what are you going to do? So tough.
We had Andrew Brandt on earlier. You had to go through stuff like this. Where, I mean, do you root for something? I mean, if you're in a front office position, do you root for one way or the other? Or you just sit back and let it all play out? Like, I wonder what the teams think.
Well, the players, you mean? Or
well,
the
no,
other
I'm
teams
front
looking
office,
at us?
Front office. Whenever you see all the, you know, this going on, like, who do you,
oh, yeah.
What are they secretly, privately rooting
yeah,
for?
They're not happy about it.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying, wait a minute, guys. You know, we could have moved this date up farther
yeah.
or moved the tagging date back a certain number of days, or not months. You know, you're talking about a matter of days, one way or the other. But to tag on one day and then literally 2 days later decide if you can use those tags.
Yeah.
You know, wait a minute now. Doesn't that seem backwards to you? but it's I guess it's too obvious for the league.
I think what's interesting as we all sit here and we wrap this up, I just think there's just too much out there to not think that the reality of Tom Brady being a Patriot next season seems, dare I say it, bleak. I mean, it just seems like all signs are pointing wherever he goes. It just doesn't feel like it's going to be back in Foxborough.
And I don't know, but I thought it was interesting this weekend where he came out, and I don't even know who said it to or when he said it, but something along the lines of, you know what, guys, nobody knows
Charlie Weiss.
Anything.
Yep, it was Charlie Weiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the absolute truth.
Yeah.
Nobody knows true. Except him.
I wonder if he even knows where he's going to play next year.
Oh, I don't know. But, I mean, nobody, all the speculation, all of
I've tweeted at him. He hasn't responded to me.
Chase has tried to get an answer.
I said this today. Hey, Tommy, hope you had a great weekend. I was out and about yesterday and found a cool coffee shop that you and Giselle would just love here in Nashville. Let me know when you'll be here. Take care.
Still hasn't
and
got a response.
Haven't gotten an answer.
Nothing. Nope. Nope.
I'm shocked.
Tried to check in.
Charlie Weiss is trying to tell him. Nobody knows. You're not going to get a response, Chase. Keep trying. We'll be listening too. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Floyd Reese, Jared and the GM coming up in about 10 minutes or so. We will come back and wrap up Monday's show next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. I can just sense from our conversations today, plural, just watching Elijah behind the glass, I feel like maybe he's changed his mind. That's just my vibe.
About Tom?
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, the thought of Tom Brady coming here makes our lives a lot more interesting. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. So
absolutely.
I definitely see Darren's point where the best thing for Nashville as a sports market is for Tom Brady to come here. However, I think if I'm a Titans fan, I would not be upset at all if Ryan Tannehill got franchise tagged.
Nobody should be upset. Right. I certainly don't want it to. I'm not trying to make this about I don't believe in Ryan Tannehill. It's not about that. It's just about think about if 5 years, what would have been the reaction? Heck, 3 years ago, if we'd have came on this show and said, you know what? Don't be surprised if Tom Brady doesn't end his career in Nashville with the Titans. Like, people would have been in the hospital complaining of how bad their side hurts from laughing so hard, right? It literally, you would be mocked out of town. Like, people would just have just shredded you if you said that 3 years or 5 years ago. Like, no, you could have literally got no one to buy into that. And here we sit today. And we could be talking about that, and it could be a reality. When 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, you would have everyone mocking you and just saying, you are an idiot. I have no idea how you have a microphone. How do you get on the air? Right? That's what that would have been the reaction. And yet, we could be a week and a half away from that actually being true.
I know. It's and I told you this during the break because we've been talking about this for weeks and I've been on the Tannehill bandwagon and I admitted to you during the break that I never thought it would get this far. I never thought that we would be at this point on March 9th that he's a free agent. He's all indications are he's going to be a free agent. He hasn't re-signed with New England and that holy cow, this actually has a chance. And the more people you talk to and you hear from and doing interviews of, yeah, the Titans are in the mix. The Titans have a chance. The Titans have a good chance. And so I just honestly, it got, now it's at the point where I'm kind of pinching myself of, this is real. Like, this really could happen. So that's kind of where I'm at.
And that makes you feel what? Knowing that this could really happen.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
I mean, it's going to be a...
Pedal down?
Yeah, pedal down. it'd be great for us. I mean, yeah, there's never a dull moment.
No, it would be great for everybody.
I'm tired. I'm ready for resolution, though, because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm tired of talking
about... Are you getting fatigue?
I am.
You're getting fatigue?
Getting tired. I'm tired of... Every day going, is Tom coming here? Is Tom coming?
See, I don't have fatigue because it's a reality. That's been the message for me. Like, we wouldn't be wasting our time if something had zero chance. If there was no, we're not that show. Okay. We're not the show that is literally going to talk about, like, there are shows on ESPN on television that literally talk about subjects that mean nothing, have no chance of happening, and they sit there and talk about it for hours on end.
Throw it against the wall, see if it sticks.
Yeah, I mean, we have no interest in that. Zero. And you should know that.
Yeah.
For all the people like, stop talking about it. Like, if you don't trust us to know that there's something to it, we wouldn't be wasting our time. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. It just means that it's in the cards.
And there are still those people.
If there are things that were not in the cards, like, we would never be wasting our time talking about it. At least that's how I feel. I mean, that's how I know we would, you know, we wouldn't be doing that.
Right. So I'll ask you the same question, because you've asked me this question, so I think I know your answer. Do you think Mike and John know that they know who their quarterback's going to be?
Yes.
You think they have 100% foolproof they know?
I don't know about 100%. I don't think you could ever say 100% if you don't have anything, if it's not done. Right. If you don't have a signed, sealed document, I don't think anything's 100%. You're simply asking me, do I think right now in a private moment in a room over at the facility, do John Robinson and Mike Vrabel know? Yes.
Do you think Brady knows what he's going to do?
Yes.
I have to say, I think I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, look, for Tom Brady to say nobody knows, that's just not true. And for him, if he came out and said, heck, I don't even know, he does. This is the biggest decision he's made in his life, in his playing career, right? It just is. Don't tell me at this stage, this is going to be the last decision he probably makes in his NFL career. Don't tell me he doesn't know. He knows. By the way, he controls the cards, so he absolutely knows.
Yeah, and I mean, he's never been able to do that before.
So my answer to both of those questions are yes.
I'm ready for resolution.
Chase said he wants it over.
I do.
One way or the other. Well, we have resolution on today's show. It's over. Good stuff. Everybody have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back at it tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We look forward to talking to you then. Stay tuned. Jared and the GM. That's next.
Closing time, turn all of the lights on over everybody.